It's 12:15, and this is News Radio 560 KPQ. Good afternoon to you. Friday situation. I don't know if you heard it, but I kicked open the gate to the weekend just moments ago while Kevin was doing the news. I gave it a good kick, and it's wide open, waiting for you and yours to traipse right on through and begin your weekend, which starts right now. What should you do? Well, consider this. You could go to the Art Walk downtown tonight. It's every first Friday. But what if there was nothing in existence known as the First Friday Art Walk? What if there was the First Friday Art Crawl? Would you go? The First Friday Art Dance? Would you boogie? The First Friday Art Limbo Contest? How low can you go? The First Friday Art Theme Song? Art Theme. You know, you could sing the Yes, but that goes on for 9 minutes. Please stop. A First Friday Art Dog Bath? I'm not certain what that is, but bring your dog. The First Friday Art Painting Drying Expo? Paint must dry. Who's going to watch it? The First Friday Art Wiggle Contest? All dogs have a wiggle. Which is the best? Ooh, that, yeah, that is an interesting wiggle. The First Friday Art Frame It Yourself Convention, by the way, it can never, you get three in there and then the glass comes out and the paper in the back slides and you have to start again. A First Friday Trompe L'Oeil. You know what Trompe L'Oeil is? The trick of the eye? It's art illusion, so it makes it look like one thing, but it's actually something else. A First Friday Art Chimpanzee Color Fest, which, by the way, sometimes gets out. Well, they have one in India, but it gets a little crazy. Everybody gets a taser. The First Friday Art Pro Wrestling Event. Yeah. Yeah, that's got a name that I can work with. A First Friday Art Theft Symposium. Bring something valuable. Watch it disappear. The First Friday Art Forging Club. Oh, you do have that Matisse look about you. The First Friday Art Competition? No. Draw a $100 bill. Oh, I get it. Yeah, I get it now. The First Friday Art Sidewalk Chalk $1 Million Date Contest. The First Friday Art Salon Drinking Game. The First Friday Art Challenge for New Crayon Colors. And the First Friday Art Cheeseburger Competition. All these are great ideas. All of them have been rejected by Ron Evans of the Radar Station, who's my very special guest here, because he said, we have the First Friday Art Walk, and that's a good place to start. Am I right?
I like the cheeseburger idea more and more, though. I may have been too hasty to dismiss that one.
Well, it goes with everything that you have in mind. You want to walk around town. You want a bite to eat. You want to enjoy your exposure to new things and be excited about them. You're bound to get hungry, and a cheeseburger will always answer the call.
I do have a thing for cheesy art as well, so.
You know, I guess if you're thinking of Elvis on Black Velvet, that too can be kind of interesting if it's in the right context.
I went through a phase of trying desperately to paint on Black Velvet. It's harder than it looks. It's hard to be cheesy.
Because
Mae West, who was it? Someone had that great saying, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. It takes a lot of practice to look that tacky when painting on velvet. So those artists do not get their due.
Well, because the actual surface is very difficult to, it doesn't want to accept the paint very
readily. Yeah, as it turns out, clothing is difficult to paint upon. And it's stretchy. And then somebody I went in to buy, when I went to find some velvet, the fabric store employee informed me that they no longer make real velvet.
What do they make?
What does that mean? What is real velvet? What is it made out of? Like albino zebra that they dye black? I don't... And I've asked people a lot. Everyone thinks this one person is crazy, and yet I've heard other people say...
So actual velvet is impossible to get on our planet.
Real velvet, I guess, yeah. Yeah, maybe they came from the Apollo missions, and we ran out. I don't know. I like the idea of it being gone forever, so when you find it, you knows it. But I don't know. I don't know how you tell the difference.
Is it possible that velvet was brought to our planet by extraterrestrials, and we had to reverse engineer it, and now we don't have the dough to do it, or we lost the trick?
It is not possible.
It's not possible.
Well, you asked me. Well. Now, see, this is the kind of stuff that I never want to see removed from your program, talking about things like UFOs and Bigfoot, all those sort of things.
By the way, I always check with you on this. Have you heard any good ghost stories, UFO stories, or stories of the other world that have resonated with you?
No, recently I had to miss a week on my podcast, so I put up a rerun with Ken Gerhardt, I believe is how you pronounce his name, one of the top crypto hunters. Yeah, cryptozoologists. And it was a fascinating... I've forgotten about all those wacky creatures. That's some of my favorite tales. Like the Otter Man. I wrote about the Otter Man briefly in the latest edition of the comic.
Ostensibly, where's
the Otter
he
Man,
live?
I think, is an Alaskan tale. But we have, here locally, we have something, well, in Washington State, we have our own kooky legend called the Bat Squatch. Have you heard about the Bat Squad?
No.
It's very similar to...
How could I have been kept on the sidelines for this one?
Well, it's just as it sounds. It's a giant flying ape. Now, some of the sightings sound suspiciously similar to the Mothman sightings, but this doesn't seem to be a harbinger of bad news or trouble
just,
to come.
He's just
like
here
Mothman.
Feeding.
He's just here to scare... it's a harbinger of a mess in your trousers. It just scares you.
That's a giant flying ape. Would be some. It's not just eating insects. It has to have some protein somewhere along the line, it seems to me. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Let's see. Who's on the line? I don't know. Well, let's start with the art walk because it is Friday night and we don't want anyone... By the way, the sidewalks are free here in town. They've been full of snow and ice. We had a couple of lousy days, but the sidewalks are now completely available for strolling and going from art salon to art salon, enjoying a Friday night in town.
Indeed, you'll want to bundle up because it is cold out there, but it's easy to get around for once. But yeah, and we got some exciting news on this Wenatchee First Friday. We got a brand new art gallery.
What?
In Wenatchee. And yeah, they've been sort of tight-lipped about it. A lot of people don't know that it's been happening. Now, anyone that's been down to Radar Station, they've seen something happening, and they know that I've talked about it a little bit. But this is Collapse Gallery. And it's actually located at 115 South Wenatchee Ave, which is where Radar Station is. This is the Yennies. Chad, Phil, and Bonnie Yennie are all working on this together. The Yennies own the building.
Is it an art family?
They are an art family. Phil was my art teacher in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not pass his class.
Smitten.
Yet I was, I probably was smitten. I was probably busy gabbing with the girl across the desk from him. But I probably just wanted to draw my skulls, man. You know, I couldn't be bothered to learn things like texture. I regret not paying attention because I never had any formal training at all. So whatever I learned in, you know,
high school,
elementary, junior high, and high school, that was my artistic education.
Well, you learned how hard it is to paint on velvet.
Yeah, that is an education all in of itself. But so Collapse Gallery is going to be focusing on contemporary art, no real specific genre or style, but their inaugural feature makes sense, and that's Jan Cook Mack, local celebrity painter Jan Cook Mack.
Is Jan? Oh, wait, I think I've interviewed. Is it her?
Yes. Yeah.
Aha! I think she's
a lovely human being.
Yes,
she's
I
been,
have.
Coming around the Radar Station plant. She's a huge supporter of all things art. You know, sometimes when you hear a name, like I heard the name Jan Cook Mack for decades around here, and sometimes when you meet somebody like that, they disappoint, but she's one of the sweetest humans I ever met. And I stopped by her, I told her that her gallery out on, it's like past Easy Street or somewhere out there, north side of town, she had a sign out there, and occasionally it would say open, and I was like, I need to go in there and check that place out. But before I even did that, I opened Radar Station out of my house and did a similar thing where I just put an open sign out there and saw who stopped by. Almost nobody did. But that was the inspiration. That was the initial inspiration to do it that way. And then I did go and visit her gallery to see how she does it and just had a lovely conversation. And I know the Yennies are friends with her, and they've been out to her studio. And Chad was particularly drawn to some of these cow paintings. In fact, I've got a picture of one of them.
In the comment.
In the comment right here. But I don't know if you know her style, but usually there's a lot of landscape, a lot of detail, you know, full scenes. This to me looks like pop art.
That's very different from the one I have.
Yeah. This would hang in the Radar Station with pride. So I see why that jumped out at Chad. And so those paintings are going to be featured, and basically they kind of just looked around and said, we would like to feature some of the work you've been doing for the last couple of decades. So that is going to be when you come to Radar Station tonight, you're going to have to walk through Collapse Gallery, so you'll see it regardless.
To get to the station where the radar is kept, you must walk through Collapse.
Yeah, and as I was saying before we went live, I couldn't remember if I'd talked about the whole situation down at Radar Station, but...
Tell more.
We decided we're doing this together. This isn't like a hostile takeover or, you know, there's been some confusion about the hows and whys of this new gallery popping up. And one of the many reasons it made sense was because it was too much real estate for me. You know, Radar Station is just one human, basically. I have help at the bar on some of the event nights and sometimes the sound guy.
And you're the human.
But I'm the human, and it was just too much to handle, too many bills to keep track of, and I just wanted something simpler. I wanted something less expensive, and I knew that they wanted to use that space as an art space. That's why they reached out to me in the first place to rent it. So I approached them about, let's work together on, maybe you guys run your own thing out there, do a boutique hours or whatever, and I'll do my wacky stuff back here. So we put up a little wall, a little temporary wall, just divider wall, basically. And it just makes a lot more sense now. You have this beautiful, clean, contemporary, modern gallery that you walk in now. I think it's probably one of the best places to hang your art now in Wenatchee. It's really a good room.
Excellent.
And then you walk around into my freak show, and it's cozier back there, and it's a little darker and cavier, and it's perfect. I am still doing art shows. I've got one tonight that I'll talk about in a minute. But so that's the big exciting news. If you only make it to one stop tonight, I highly encourage you to check out the brand new Collapse Gallery.
And give the address again, please.
115 South Wenatchee.
Okay.
And while you're there, you can wander back around the corner and grab yourself a glass of wine or crisp beer. I or someone else will be at the bar helping you with that. And we got our own show called Adam.
In Adam and Eve?
My friend. Some people have taken it in that direction. But I've got a friend, Adam Eagle, and he has a very... He has the faciest face that ever faced.
He's got a face.
Yeah. Very big, bushy beard. He's an animated guy. He's a local actor. He's now living in Seattle. But a lot of people know him. He's well-known. He's lovable. He's kind of a Muppet-esque character.
Adam Eagle.
And he's even got a name. He's got the namiest name that ever named. But I don't know where the idea came from, but I've always wanted to do a show where we take a bunch of different artists and have them create the same, either from the same image or the same thing. Now, we do themes all the time at Radar Station, but this was a specific face, not necessarily a specific photo, but just do what you want to do with this one man's face. And I was like, well, why don't we start with Adam Eagle? And so the name of the show is Adam, and we have about 15
or 16 Adams.
Pieces of Adam.
And does everybody just do his face, head and shoulders?
Most of it is... Boy, it's about half and half. There are some scenes, some very exciting scenes. We've got some digital art. We've got someone photoshopped him into this amazing film poster, an action film poster. Someone made a little pillow, an adorable little lullaby-esque pillow. Some big pop art, just straight contrast images of his face. And a few things in between, yeah, a few surprises that you'll just have to show up.
And that's in the Radar Station.
That is in Radar Station.
Which can be accessed as you go through the first chamber.
Yes, if you get lost in a collapse, find one of the Yennies and they will escort you to the
Yeah, Sherpa guides taking you to the back?
Perhaps. Well, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
You got to be careful with some of these themes because, you know, people get offended about things and, like, misappropriation. I don't know what's right and what's not, but I wanted to do, like, an Arabian Nights thing and have, like, Middle Eastern music playing. And like, but even not knowing, well, what culture is what, like, what music am I playing? Where does that go with that? And
we're not Arabs. We're Bedouins. Can't you tell?
And no one knows where Arabia is. So sure. Maybe it's a bad idea. But Sherpas, I always imagine people... looking like somebody that Indiana Jones is about to shoot, standing at the door.
Good idea.
Just staring straight forward, like staring into your soul. Yeah, intimidating you.
The guy with the big whip, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't last long.
No.
But he was a good doorman when he did for the time that he was there.
Yeah, it looked intimidating. That's why the joke works. The Mac Gallery is doing Jen Erickson, Drifting and Longing. And I just dropped off a stack of comments up there. It is a beautiful show.
And really, what's the address there?
The Mac Gallery, mm-hmm. That's at the college on 5th Street.
Oh, yes, okay.
So you enter it on the 5th Street side. And then on the 9th Street side is the Robert Graves Gallery. So a lot of people go to one and not the other, I've heard. There is some confusion about the location there. And, ooh, there was an accident.
We have an accident?
Right out there. Ooh, I hate that sound.
Ooh, I heard it.
That gives me PTSD.
So if you're thinking that there's an accident on the roadway, yes, it's right in front of 231 North Wenatchee Avenue here, where the news watch never stops. How many cars, two?
Well, one of them was a KPQ car, can I say
really?
That? Yeah, I don't know who caused it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was the red one.
Oh, God.
Exciting drama.
Oh, God.
Didn't sound like it was too hard. I see half of...
Well, that KPQ car's got to get down to Yakima for the playoffs.
Good luck.
Okay, oh, my God.
Anyway,
well, I wasn't driving. I know you thought I was, but I wasn't. Let's take a look at the Well, let's take a break and see if we can come back with more.
Yeah, let's go see if anyone needs help.
I'll be right back with Ron Evans. Today is the first Friday Art Walk in Wenatchee. Come into town 5 o'clock today and join us.
KPQ at KPQ.com.
At 12:34 on a beautiful Friday afternoon, or a Friday afternoon anyway, the weekend has begun, so that makes it beautiful, doesn't it? My very special guest is Ron Evans from the Radar Station, and it is the first Friday Art Walk once again. So we prevail upon you, especially if you haven't done it, and you have gloves, a nice wool hat, a scarf to wear around your neck, and a pretty good parka, plus boots, and a fabulous, unshakable, smiling, fabulous attitude. You're going to have a great time tonight. And where would you start if you were going to go? By the way, is the bus running tonight?
The bus is running tonight. I'm glad you mentioned that. That might be a good place to start because the pre-registration for that is at 5:45. And you have to pre-register. And that you can meet up with that at the Columbia Station. Now, that is, I'm not sure who's doing the instructing this time, but these are guided art tours. So if you don't want to be out there all chilly and stuff, walking about, or if you want to hit the Mac and downtown, then that's a great place to start. If you are hoofing it, I always say something central like Lamolo or Mela. Get yourself one of those flyers and just hit the town.
And make it up as you go along.
Yeah, or if you have a Comet magazine anywhere near you, there's a list of all the First Friday places in that as well. So just, I would start with getting some paper in your hand and figuring out where to go. And
then over coffee or a lemonade, you can make up your mind about where you want to go and how long you want to do it and how you feel about life.
My strong IPA. I'm selling a lot of IPA at Radar Station these days.
And what brand is that?
The Georgetown Lucille. Oh, my God. I sell so much of that.
So it's a little patriotism and a little B.B. King guitar.
Yeah, that's funny. The B.B. King thing came up just last night. Someone thought it was Johnny Cash's guitar that was named.
I don't know if Johnny named his guitar, and if he did, I don't know the name, but Lucille was quite famous.
He smashed quite a few guitars. Maybe he didn't want to get too attached.
That's right, because Johnny, he misses one of those low notes, and he would get vengeful back in the day.
It's tough when you miss a low note. Let's see, right now, down the street.
So we catch the bus, and we go where we want to go, like Ron has an idea.
Yeah, and I haven't done this. I haven't experienced this, so I can't give you a whole lot of details, but I'm hearing great things about it, and I know that they had a full bus the very first time, and they have plans to do poetry on board while you're in between stops and live music. I think it's a really cool idea.
You remember we talked about this once, like the you get on the bus and there's an MC, like a tour guide,
mm-hmm.
and he introduces the comic, and then somebody comes on and does a music act, and then somebody comes on and does a poetry reading, and it's a show.
An open mic bus? Is that what you're talking
about? It's a floor show.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. Cruising around town.
Belly dancers, any number of acts would be very successful on the bus.
I know you can do these party buses, which can serve alcohol. I don't know what the laws are concerning that sort of thing. But
I think
if you get a little
bit
of wine tasting going in on that, now you've got yourself. No one's going to get off the bus is the problem, you see. Now
because they can't.
You've gone too far, yeah. It's too much bus.
Where you're parked will pour you off.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be great if they could pick you up and drop you off at home. Then you wouldn't have to worry about how much you better drink.
Service.
Mm-hmm. So the Mission Street Commons is featuring abstract art from Carrie Herzog.
That's a
place that a lot of people don't know. That is at 218 South Mission. I think it's either by a golf shop or it used to be a golf shop. People keep saying something about a golf shop. So that's one to check
Mission.
Out because they're doing a great job down there.
Ah, I don't know
218
that one.
South Mission. I'm trying to think. It's directly across from a parking lot, so it's hard to describe people. But it's basically right behind, or I should say, south of those apartments on Yakima Street.
I know the ones, the big brick building.
The little brick one.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
But anywho, so that's another stop you want to check out. And Mela has their fifth annual Flashpoint exhibit, and this is featuring artworks by 9 artists. I believe this is the all-female show that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a solid lineup. You can't lose with that one. And that one, Mela.
Are they ever going to have music again, Mela?
Yeah, Mela will be. You mean as a regular thing?
Well, as some kind of a thing. Maybe Friday
night.
I'm
not sure, but tonight, I know Rhea Foster will be doing some jazz vocals.
Mm.
And who's playing with her? We've got that somewhere right here. Tom Davies.
Playing guitar.
And Jim Paul. So, Tom, Jim, and Rhea. That sounds like a 60s band I would have enjoyed.
And they have a song called Call Me Angel in the Morning, Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Something over. Like that. Yeah.
Because I mean, we're all CB crazy back then.
Well, and there's a 6-minute version called Light My Angel.
There has to be.
Well, that's good that they have music there because they have that stage built in and it's just perfect for nights. So you know, after 4 o'clock, how many people really need a coffee?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that, but I'm sure some do.
Yeah, I don't know that there's plans other than something like this, like occasional thing, to do music. So, yeah, that's an ongoing thing.
Is the art walk, sort of give and take depending on the weather, as far as who turns out?
No.
Do you ever get surprised?
Oddly enough.
No?
It doesn't seem to be. Not in my experience anyway.
That's so odd. It's funny. It's great.
Yeah. Even when it was in my house, you could get maybe 20 cars on my property in the summer, in the winter, because I had to shovel manually.
No cars.
That's down to about 6.
Yeah.
And we're Americans, you know, that's one person per car. but even then they would park down the street and walk up. No, people will not let the weather keep them from getting their art. I think a lot of people understand that we, you know, artists and art really just get this one night a month. And so they're going to go out and do it no matter what. And a lot of times if something sells or if it's a touring exhibit or if it's just a pop-up thing, you only have one chance to see it. You definitely only have one shot to buy something. You know, we sell a lot of art on First Friday, and that's, I think for most places, that's the bulk of the art sales that they do all month.
I think that's fantastic because in my imagination, if someone described it to me, I would say, well, I think you really better spend some money on promotion because you got to tell everybody to get a small crowd.
Yeah.
And look how wrong I am.
Well, it's pretty consistent. Yeah. It's a small First Friday is still usually pretty good. And when it's really happening, it can be nuts.
I like that.
Yeah. And that's usually when there's like one or two big shows and people do it differently. Sometimes people just want to go out to the show at the Mac. And after they've had, a discussion or two on, an artist, they met somebody, maybe a glass of wine somewhere else, they head home or off to dinner. Other people, they grab the map and they do want to hit every stop. You know, there's no wrong way to do it. Just
start
a hold of what's out there and available and see what sounds good to you. Just head there.
What's been your favorite show that you've curated yourself?
The Radar Station has ever curated, by far, was a show that we called Orphans. And this was where I tasked people with going to secondhand stores, antique stores, yard sales, and getting paintings that someone else did and adding, you know, you've seen this.
Oh, yeah.
This has become a big phenomenon online. And adding monsters into the woods or Sasquatch peeking through the forest of a landscape that your grandma painted. That show, by far, was my favorite thing we've ever done at Radar Station. We ended up with, I think, like 70 pieces. It was crazy. It looked like a crazy grandmother's wall. There were so many pieces because most of them were like in old frames. It just had that sort of mix-matched look that usually
grandma look.
On grandma's walls with all the grandkids.
With a sampler with an alphabet.
Yeah. The nude ones are always fun, too, for obvious reasons.
By the way, this has nothing to do with what we've been talking about, but have you seen the new television series called The Blue Book Project?
I've heard about
it's very good.
I'm familiar with Project Blue Book, but I haven't seen any
of
the show yet.
Well, it's based on the men who actually compiled it for the Air Force and the things that allegedly happened to them during their compilation and their study.
Right. That's a great topic for
the show. Oh, it's a fabulous topic. And how the Air Force was desperate to cover it up, not because the UFOs were landing, but because they had a UFO and they didn't want anyone to know about it.
You know what show never really got it to do? It was in the 90s, and I think it got accused of being an X-Files wannabe, which I don't think it was, but Dark Skies, which was based on so many of these actual cases and actual stories, and they did such a good job of, it was set in the 60s, and They tied in aliens to the JFK assassination, which may sound ridiculous.
Unless.
But they did it really well. Like the writers of that show, I don't know if this is on Netflix. They only did 2 seasons before it got canceled. I think it's excellent. I think it's one of the best paranormal shows ever. You know, when you go back and you watch the older episodes, some of the special effects leave a little to be desired, but that's true with the X-Files.
That's true with Doctor Who, too. His special effects are
still
silly.
Even now. Yeah. But So, I think it got dismissed as an X-Files wannabe, and at that point, X-Files was, you know, on fire. It was a few years into their success, but yeah, Dark Skies, if you're into that stuff, Project Blue Book comes up, Barney and, was it Barney and Betty Hill?
All of these, like, Barney and Betty Hill,
true life cases come into play, and it's just so brilliantly and seamlessly stitched together. Highly recommend it.
One thing that I found out when I interviewed a guy who wrote a book about alien abductions was that I said during the interview, gosh, these people are, they had such an adventure. I would love to have that myself. And he said, no, you wouldn't.
No.
He said, everyone who is so who has allegedly been abducted or dealt with in some superficial or intrinsic way by the aliens is never ever the same. They never recover their self-worth. They never recover their peace of mind. Mm. They're never the same. And so he said, if that's what you want, then the aliens will provide it for you at no charge.
That made, for some reason, that made this pop in my head. One of my friends knew one of the kids that almost died from the Jack in the Box, or Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box? Jack in the Box. Sounds funny. E. coli outbreak.
Ooh.
In the 90s, and he got some huge settlement from it, and his friend was joking with him, was like, well, that's worth it then, you get, you know, you survived, and he just looked at him, was like, oh, no.
No.
I don't want to know what E. coli sick was like, but it sounded like it was pretty horrible. Alamolo. I tease. I should have gone into a non-food related one immediately, but.
Well, let's go to Eagle Bookstop.
Well, Lamolo is featuring Nancy Gardner, and doing some pastel art. Again, I was in there. What's fun about dropping the comments off at a lot of these venues is I do get to actually see the things at, right before the shows. Cause I don't, of course, I don't get out on First Friday, but, it's another fun show. I really like Lamolo as an art hanging space. You know, some of the, sometimes cafes and eateries and stores or other places that get involved, they do their best. But Lamolo, I think, has just a nice, airy, open,
they have a big
gallery
room
type feel.
Not everybody does have a big room like that.
Yeah. So it's a good place to hang. If you're, if you've been hesitant to hang your place where food exists, I know artists are weird about things. I wouldn't be hesitant. Lamolo has a really fun space.
That's the voice of Ron Evans. We're talking about the First Friday Art Walk. We'll be back to continue our conversation and encourage you to take part.
.com. The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Our very special guest at 12:50 here at News Radio 560 KPQ is Ron Evans of the Radar Station right here on South Wenatchee Avenue. And we invite you to take part in the First Friday Art Walk, because today's Friday. It's March the 1st, if you can believe it. And although it seems like deep winter, the sky's sort of lightening up a little bit. So tonight we're going to have no snow, no rain, just an opportunity for you to stroll around in your warm clothes. Don't bring your play clothes. Bring your warm clothes. And you'll be fine. You'll have time to duck in and out of all the shops and warm up as you go in to look at the art. And then you chill yourself as you make your way down the sidewalk, carefully arm in arm. Like a boulevardier.
A glass of wine is perfect to chill those bones.
Yeah, those bones will warm up. I know some days it feels like they won't, but I'm here to tell you that they do. In fact, I walked to work every day this week and managed to get here without breaking my neck, which thanks to my skates I didn't do.
One place that you can get a glass of wine, they usually have some, a couple of different varieties pouring, is Two Rivers. They've got their 10th anniversary show tonight. Featuring 50 local artists.
5050. Wow.
50. Yeah. Two Rivers is an interesting location because when you walk in, you're like, oh, cute little space. But then it goes back and back. And you know that hallway scene in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
The Cowardly Lion runs all the way down it and jumps out the window. You kind of get that feeling when you step into that hallway. It just keeps on going and going.
So it's the whole length of the building or width of the building.
Yeah. And little rooms here and there. Yeah, one of those will have food, and another one will have wine. So that's a centrally located place.
There's Two Rivers right down by the parking lot on the back side of the pack.
Mm-hmm. That's another good place to start. Grab yourself one of those pamphlets and then just kind of zigzag downtown.
Just get yourself downtown around 5 o'clock. Is that a good time to start?
Yeah, most of these are starting at 5. There's some variation in the hours.
You go a little longer because you're a night spot.
Yeah, we're usually there as long as people feel like hanging out and having a few drinks. The Wenatchee Valley Museum and Cultural Center is doing their huge 40th regional high school art show. I was just talking to Casey. we were, you know, when you share a commonality with somebody, you can sort of blow off steam.
Right.
She had just hung, I don't know how many pieces, but I could see it on her face. It's like, yep, I know that feeling. It's satisfying hanging an art show, but yeah, it takes a lot of time.
You can't just throw them up there. You have to give it a lot of consideration.
That's what I do now, though.
Next.
Don't bother, just throw it up.
Which one do you need? That one. Come on, let's go.
Wave a flashlight at it.
The art walk. Whose idea was this? And how did it start? I wonder if I ever knew that.
I don't know who brought it to Wenatchee. When I came on board, Karen Dondine and Casey, and then there were a couple other people that were sort of running it as a committee. It's basically, as far as I know, kind of all in the hands of Casey at this point, which is a lot.
And that means the museum.
And the museum handles the printing of the pamphlets and the posters.
Full-color pamphlets. Very nice.
Yeah, and as far as who brought it to Wenatchee, I don't know. And, you know, other cities have been doing a First Friday or an art walk, a monthly thing, for years. So it was something that this town eventually jumped on board with when we had enough venues to do it. And some months, there are so many venues, it's a little dizzying. And this one, you know, what do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, well over 10.
Excellent.
For sleepy little Wenatchee, that's a lot of artists out there producing quality work.
Where can we find you tonight, Ron?
115 South Wenatchee Ave at Radar Station or Collapse Gallery. And I'm sure we'll have some people that will want to avoid both and just do one or the other. But good luck getting to Radar Station without walking through Collapse.
Come by, and if your robot's broken, bring it in.
Yeah, we do repair.
That's Ron Evans. Tonight, the First Friday Art Walk.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPK.